This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new warning from the IRS could have lawmakers scrambling to renew expired tax breaks in a post-election Congress. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen warns in a letter to the Senate Finance Chair Ron Wyden that Koskinen might have to postpone the start of the 2015 tax filing season. That's due to congressional inaction and continued uncertainty about a package of 53 tax break extensions, among them key biofuels breaks and so-called Section 179 expensing and bonus depreciation covering farm equipment. American Farm Bureau's Mace Thornton says a warning could spur Congress to act on legislation before the end of the year.
Well, we certainly appreciate the fact that the IRS has now added its voice to the chorus of business organizations and farm groups such as the American Farm Bureau, that these tax extenders are very important. They expired at the end of 2013, and while they were temporary tax provisions, a number of them were very important to farmers and ranchers.
But Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley on Senate Finance says a Senate flip to GOP control would not bode well for extending expired tax breaks, though Grassley would press to extend breaks, including faster expensing of equipment.
Section 179, the $500,000 expending of depreciation instead of the 10-year depreciation that you'd otherwise have, or just the $25,000 instead of the $500,000 that's current law. So that's very important. In fact, that's why 500 people were laid off at John Deere, because farmers aren't buying the expensive equipment that they'd buy if they knew they could write it all off in 1 year.
The House voted in July to permanently extend Section 179 expensing and 50% bonus depreciation on new equipment and buildings. They passed that again last month as part of a separate bill. A Senate tax package extends the breaks just 2 years, with the reasoning that comprehensive tax reform later will make more permanent tax fixes. A National Association of Manufacturers survey found over a third of its members would not make any investments this year without bonus depreciation and so-called Section 179 expensing. The Tax Foundation says permanent bonus depreciation would add $182 billion to the economy, 1% to wages, and 212,000 jobs. U.S. dairy producers have been riding the wave of higher milk markets, but can that be sustained into 2015? Matt Matke, dairy market analyst with Stuart Peterson, says milk prices have been above $20 per hundredweight for over a year now, and the U.S. all milk price just hit a record $25 in September. He says the record high prices for cheese and butter have been the driver.
It's been what seems like mainly domestic demand that's helped to keep the market higher, and just tightness supply-wise here, because when you look at what's going on globally, there's been a lot of question marks as far as how our price is hanging up this high when we've got a world market that's been continuously going down.
However, since September 26th, cheese and butter prices have dropped sharply, and that will pull milk prices down. Matke says the slippery slope is likely to continue into 2015.
The market seems to already have factored in a lot of bearishness. The market for 2015, when you look at futures, October milk class 3 hit 25.30 here this last month, and prices out in 2015 are down at around a 17.75 average. So you've got nearly a $7 difference in price.
He says the bearishness in milk futures is tied to the expectation for cow numbers and production to expand. In 2014, that was kept in check partially as dairy producers sold cull cows to take advantage of the high beef market. However, he's not sure that will continue, plus there is uncertainty about global dairy demand. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
All it takes is one visit to the emergency room or one night's stay in the hospital to realize the importance of health insurance. And no matter what your health insurance needs are, Country Financial Representative Wayne Schaefer has a policy to take care of those needs, from disability income to long-term care coverage. I am committed to helping you balance your need to protect what you have with your desire to build for the future. In today's world of rising health care costs, you can't afford to be without quality health insurance. From me, Wayne Schaefer, your country representative in Jerseyville, give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
What are people saying about Illinois Farm Bureau? Just ask Art Liefers, a Macoupin County farmer and Farm Bureau member, and he'll talk about training.
ALOT has really opened new channels and thought for me. I've developed my leadership style, learned my strengths and weaknesses, and how to work with groups of people and with my family. When you find yourself in a tough situation, you can work out a solution.
The value? Training and development. Call Macoupin County Farm Bureau and ask about value. Illinois Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Cover crops are becoming a popular tool in developing water quality and soil improvement practices in the Midwest. Strategies to hold plant nutrients in place, reduce soil erosion, address outflow of nitrogen and phosphates into nearby water bodies, and ultimately protecting our Great River system are being looked at closely and in association with the hypoxia region in the Gulf of Mexico. Farmland and row crop operations are highly visible and identifiable targets for imposing nutrient loss methods and standards through regulation. The University of Illinois Extension is holding a cover crop field day at the Shedder Farm south of Brighton on Tuesday, October 28th. Demonstrations on cover crop establishment, species selection, plant characteristics to match your cover crop needs, and integrated cover crop management benefits will be shared. If interested in attending, you can RSVP to the Jerseyville Extension office at 618-498-2913 or the Taylorville office at 217-287-7246. Again, that's the University of Illinois Cover Crop Field Day at the Shedder Farm south of Brighton on October 28th. With fall in full swing, many people are taking time to venture out to various apple orchards and pumpkin patches. For a look at how some of the typical orchard crops fared this year, I spoke with Jeff Broom of Broom Orchard in Carlinville. Many orchards this year were affected by the harsh winter that led to the loss of a majority of their peach crop. Broom Orchard was no exception.
Oh, yes. We had a night of 14 below, and then the next day warmed up to 8 below, and then went back to 14 below. And as a result, the peach crop suffered a lot. We had probably a 95% loss on the peaches. And I have noticed that some of the trees were stressed and have gone through the summer and just haven't made it. So I have lost a few peach trees, yes.
Unfortunately, Broom says there are no insurance programs to take advantage of to help mitigate this problem.
Not particularly that is of any real value. There are four counties in Illinois that have access to crop insurance for peaches. Macoupin is not one of them. You know, it's I've argued it for years. It's a federal program, but there's only four counties that are eligible. So, no, it's not available.
Thankfully, Broom says the rest of the orchard has done very well.
Well, you know, we've had a good year as far as a growing year. I was able to supplement what few peaches I did come through with some peaches from Southern Illinois, which were of good quality, and I was happy with those. And so we made it into late August and into the apple crop, and we have just a tremendous apple crop. Across the board, all varieties seem to have done real well, and quality's real well, and I'm happy with it.
As pumpkin season gets in full swing, Broom said he was pleased to see his pumpkin patch come along nicely this year.
I've got 6 acres of pumpkins that have done exceptionally well this year. Some years a pumpkin patch, or my pumpkin patch, is not as good, but this year the plants were strong, the pollination was great, and I've just got a really nice patch of pumpkins out there.
To help celebrate their pumpkin patch and the fall orchard season, the Broom Orchard is hosting their annual Pumpkin Festival this weekend.
Of course, we have about 10 different varieties of apples available here in the market. The apple varieties have just all reached their peak, and we're bringing them in and sorting them up, and they're just in great shape right now. We also have our cider. We make our own cider here, which is very popular, and they can of course grab a wagon and head out into the patch and pick out the perfect pumpkin. And we'll also have pony rides for the kids. We've got a small straw maze. I've got about a 2-acre corn maze out there for the people to wander through. Playground is going to be open and available. There's no charge for the playground. We're going to have bounce houses that the guys are going to come down and set up, and that'll be available for the kids. The local FFA chapter is going to provide the food, lunch, both days, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday afternoon, some friends of mine are coming out with their pumpkin chunking machine, and we're going to chunk a few pumpkins. So we just got a lot going on, a lot of good things. The apple crop is really hitting its peak now. As I mentioned before, we have a lot of good varieties in. Got a lot of pumpkins available. You know, the weather forecast is sometimes they're wrong, and they'll probably be wrong this weekend, I hope. So I invite everybody to come out and have a good time.
Again, that was Jeff Broom with Broom Orchard in Carlinville. All this week, we have been asking people to enter to win pork certificates sponsored by the Illinois Pork Producers Association. This week's winners are Wanda Irvin, Janine Scherer, Beth Young, Marla Marley, Ron Macario, Linda Steed, Katrina Cunningham, Georgia Williams, and Janet Sinaldi. If you did not win a pork certificate this week, you can feel free to try again next week. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.